Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. With you as always, your lovely hosts.
I'm Ryan, I'm the good, and I think shenanigree sounds like a drink. So you keep that in mind as we move forward. And who else do we have?
I'm Dan, I think shenanigree sounds like a board or card game. And we also have this guy.
I'm Ben, and I'm still disappointed. Together we are the good, the Dan, the Florida Man. We have a weekly podcast. If this is your first time listening to us, welcome to the show. We hope we say some things that make you want to come back and check us out next week. We do things like fun story times and fun facts and history lessons. And this week we're teaching fake college courses. So yes. Stay tuned. I will be teaching the anatomy of a Missourian and the anatomy of a Utah, and how either or any of those things will help them defend against a Florida man. Ryan is teaching a fashion lesson with focus on flannel accessories. And Dan will be teaching us all how to properly pick up a woman.
I'm actually excited to listen to that one. I'm very like, I might pick something up, to be completely honest. Like,
it's not going to be a woman.
Man. Honestly, it can't hurt. It can't hurt anymore. I had to explain to someone recently that they were like, you're pretty oblivious, aren't you? And I was like, aggressively oblivious all the time. I have no idea.
You also had to explain to me that you're not that oblivious.
No, there are some times where all of a sudden it's like, oh, I get it. But it's essentially like a roller coaster where finally you get to the top and then it tips over and I'm like, oh, got it. But the whole way up, no clue. No,
it's the idea. Boiling frog scenario for social cues.
It is.
Well,
anyways, we're all three stand-up comedians
that did comedy before the world shut down from COVID and decided to take the world by storm via three more white men in a podcast. We hope you enjoyed. With that being said, though, we still have some shows coming up. Ryan, where can people see you?
So I'm going to be, if you go to Lehigh University, you can see me on August 20th. And if you are going to be in the Southeast, I'm going to be performing at Raleigh-Durham at Goodnights. I'm going to be doing Charlotte. And I'm definitely going to need to go get the name of the club. And I'm going to be doing Zanies in Nashville on the 14th, 15th, 16th. So it'll just be ba-ba-ba-ba.
Is the one in Charlotte the Comedy Zone?
I think it's the Comedy Zone.
Okay.
I would think so.
We'll talk later.
It was Gersh. I didn't do any of the things. They were just here. And I was I can go here.
Dan? You got any shows?
Yes, on July 28th, I have WB's Eatery. I'm doing the Cannabis Night show. So if you want to come and see me do a whole bunch of jokes about weed.
How exciting.
Come and check me out.
Are you going to do one of these? Okay, so the first time I tried an edible, I took a bite of it because everyone was like, yo, it's real strong, so you just eat a little bit. So I took a little bite of it, and I was like, bro, I don't feel anything. So I ate the whole brownie, and I was like, dang, man, this is a good... Let me eat three brownies. And, bro, I was fine. But then 3 hours later, the walls were talking to me, dude. I've never done weed in my life, but... I've been to an open mic.
I was gonna
before.
Say the I've walls also, talking is a. Interesting...
I was like, that doesn't sound like a weed thing. And I've never done a weed thing, but even that to me felt wrong. I had a buddy that took a 500 gram edible.
And gram or milligram?
Milligram. If it was gram, he'd
die.
Yeah, he'd be the only person to ever OD on weed. But he took a 500 milligram edible and then tried to play Call of Duty. And apparently just went around just spray painting, because you can spray paint God, just spray painting walls like essentially a home designer, just like trying to make things all one color. And it was just the most beautiful thing. Like, people are shooting, there are battles going on, and he's just like, I feel like this wall needs to be red. And it's just
I knew there was an actual connection between weed and graffiti. I knew it. I knew it.
The correlation is astounding. But yeah, that's all my shows, at least. Ben?
I have some shows coming up. August 13th, I'll be in Tallahassee, Florida. That show is sold out. But the 19th, I'll be in Gainesville, Florida at Vecino's Neighborhood Bar and Grill, I believe. Those tickets are available on my website. August 21st, I'll be in Boca Raton, Florida at the Boca Black Box. And August 22nd, I'll be in Wesley Chapel, Florida at Side Splitters at the Grove. And the podcast has a show coming up. August 28th, we'll be in Morris, Minnesota at the University of Minnesota Morris. That show is free and open to the public. So if you're in the area, come on out. If you're not in the area, be in the area. I don't know, man. Just get there.
We need to do more promo for the show, I feel like.
You feel like every single week is not...
yeah, it's just not enough, Ben.
Okay.
We have to try
We'll do more.
All right, we'll figure it out.
By we, do you mean...
Me.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about me.
Ben's like, I do all of the promo.
I'm like, I should try harder.
Oh, man.
You throw it up on the podcast TikTok. I mean, that's doing pretty well, so that'd be good.
Yes, we are doing. I am doing well on the podcast TikTok.
Yes, you are. It's great.
Oh, hopefully. I'm in the process of hiring an editor right now, so hopefully I won't
have to.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, we should put that out. We should put that out there.
I've already had like 15 submissions.
Oh, okay.
So if none of them work out, then maybe we'll say it again out loud.
Then maybe podcast.
I've got another one for you.
Another
one.
Editor,
yeah.
You've sent me three, and only one of them has emailed me. I'm sorry. No, two of them have. One of them did the work. The other one, I asked for, like, a sample, and he never got back to me.
I have a third, my lord. Might work out.
Maybe. Who knows? I'll figure it out, I guess. I don't know. This is not a conversation for the live episode.
For the podcast, no, it's not. This is definitely a behind-the-scenes thing. It's like, we're figuring it out. Oh,
the podcast where we discuss business about the podcast.
Did anything happen to you this week, Ryan?
Yeah. I went back to Disney for the first time in forever, and a woman came up to me and was like,
"First time in forever.
And she was like, "Hey, do you want to hold my baby?" And I was like... Heck yes I do, because here's the thing, at Disney when you were working you could never hold babies, because if you drop a phone that's fine, but if you drop a baby that's a problem. So
for who?
I got, well, ideally the baby and the parents, but also me, because I'd be sad. So I got to hold a baby, but she gave a baby to a guy that's notorious for shaking, which feels like that's not the right call. But I held the baby and took pictures with people.
That made me so happy. Right. Hey, you shake.
If anything,
you
were just going to put the baby to sleep more. You were just like...
He was just going to burp the baby.
Isn't that interesting that, like, you're not allowed to shake babies, but you're definitely allowed to lightly shake babies because that puts them to sleep. No, but, like, if you shake them too much, then it puts them to death. So I don't understand why...
What is
like,
sleep?
What's the
just
difference?
You have to shake them the right amount so that they go to bed, but not go all the way.
Yeah, but not in the forever box. So I just don't understand what I don't know what the level is, and especially being a guy that shakes.
There's a level between put the baby to sleep and put the baby to sleep. You have to find that soft... It's two different verbs. There's shake the baby and there's rock the baby.
I'll be honest, man. One of those, when you said it, was in italics for me. Like just put the baby to sleep. Like
I said it in italics.
Yeah. I did my hour. I saw Ben multiple times, which was great.
Yay.
Weirdly enough, like Jay Leno opened for me again, which does not make sense. I don't know why that keeps happening. But like,
that's why I went to the show, actually.
That's actually fair. That's super. That's like, why I went to the show too.
I was like, I see Ryan enough. I've never seen Jay Leno. He's like,
right?
Fine, I guess I'll come to your show, Ryan.
It was, that was cool. And then I went to a wedding with a stranger.
Yes, how was that, Ryan?
It was honestly, it was delightful. Decisions. It was so wonderful. Her name was Shay. She was so sweet, so nice. We went, the bride and groom were super cool. We just had a blast. Got recognized at the wedding, which was a little funny because I'm just like...
By the person that asked you?
No, by... yeah.
All right.
Hopefully.
She's like, oh my gosh, it's you!
by other people, which was wild. The bride at one point pulls me over. She's like, hey, my little brother's like super annoying about his TikTok following. He's got like 33K and he thinks he's like the king of the world. Can you go put him in his place? And I go, what? And so,
so you went over and you shook him.
Yeah, yeah. So I shook him like a baby. So I went over and I wasn't going to say anything, but they brought him over to me. They were like, okay, show him your TikTok following. I go, I don't want to do that. And he goes, and he's like, no, but then he said something like pretty cocky about like, I've got a huge following. I was like, okay, let's queue up.
Yeah, so no, he deserves like, it.
And so it was definitely one of those things where I was like,
and Ryan just starts cracking the knuckles.
I just showed him my phone. And he just goes, oh, and he goes, that's not real. And I go, you can check. And like,
Ryan's like, I'm famous.
Which is funny because I'm so not. Because when people, that's the funny thing. When I was walking through Disney at some point, people were like, are you famous on TikTok? And I go, if you have to ask, no, I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, and that is okay. That is a good thing. But like, yeah, it's just like, no.
I had a weird interaction a few weeks back where someone came up and they were like, are you the boy? And I was like,
that's usually what they say to me. Honestly.
And they were like, not the man. Like, are you the boy? The boy from TikTok? And I was like, it was a grown woman. And I was like,
are you
yes,
the
I
boy?
Guess I am. Well, and then I didn't like concede. I was like, yeah, I think I am a person. Yeah. And then she was like, you're the boy. You're the boy from TikTok. And I was like, I'm the boy from TikTok.
Yes, I am the one. I am the one boy on TikTok.
The one boy.
I am the only boy.
Yeah. Wild.
But so much fun. She was super cool. Had a great time.
What was your favorite song that you guys danced to? Did you dance together?
We did dance to. I'm trying to think.
Now,
of like what
did
song
you dance yesterday. Like you would dance at a high school homecoming in Missouri, where it's like leaving room for Jesus?
I want to know how you dance, Ryan. How does Ryan dance at a wedding?
Poorly.
He does the Cupid shuffle and he goes to sit down.
But I could like. I don't know. I just kind of feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. I get on up. It's bobsled time. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of like.
I don't think you're allowed to say that. I don't think you're.
It's Cool Runnings. It's so
the
good.
Only line you're allowed to say from Cool Runnings from henceforth is, "It's not so much the heat, but the humidity that gets you." Ryan just sits down at weddings until the DJ plays either the Cupid Shuffle or the Electric Slide. Then he gets up and he goes, "I know this one. They tell me what to do." And then he goes,
"That
and
would be very
one.
Helpful." But no, I know we danced to other songs, but it was cool. They had a donut tower. It was fire. It was so good. It's so good.
Yes, donuts notoriously are.
I was so happy. I want a
donut.
Define
a donut tower.
Yeah, man.
How tall?
Well, there were multiple towers. It was like a skyline of
oh,
donuts.
What?
Dude, ooh. it was delicious.
Did you eat like all of? I don't. I'm here. I want to know how many donuts were there.
I had two, but they had.
That's not the question I asked.
But you thought I was like, no, they had probably, I want to say it was like 300. Yeah, it was like 300
okay.
donuts.
Okay, yeah, you could make a decent skyline from that, I guess. I was just like, yeah, how many donuts were there, Ryan? I was like, two. Bro, that's not a skyline, Ryan. That's two donuts.
It's a small skyline.
He was just checking the deuces. He was like,
yeah. Peace out to those donuts.
But it was delicious, and I loved it. It was just very fun.
It was donut-licious.
And I do plan on doing more weddings. I want to do more of that. But then I got a call from my dad. He was like, hey, buddy. And I was like, hi. And he was like, if you're planning on doing more weddings, be careful. We don't want you to get kidnapped. And I'm like an adult, and that felt sad, where I was just like...
Hey, Ryan, I have a religion serious? For you called Mormonism. Weddings all the time. Every
I go to
single
more weddings?
Weekend.
Yay.
Yeah, all the weddings
you can do
you
a lot
to.
More than just go to weddings.
No, actually,
you're
getting
yeah,
no,
you can't
I can't.
Do it. Yeah.
I can't have coffee there. I can't do it like that.
You can't do most things that you already do, but you can go to a lot of weddings.
Absolutely, you can.
But you can definitely have donuts at weddings.
I do love that.
It's always
those
a dessert item.
But Dan, what about you? What was your week like?
My week was fantastic. I mean, last weekend, I went out for the first time to a gay club.
For the first
yes.
time in forever.
The
there'll
gay
be
club.
Gays, there'll be lights.
I know you're joking, but it really was that the whole night. It was just like me dancing in front of a light show, being like, yes, bitch. That was like the whole experience the whole time. I got particularly drunk On purpose, obviously.
I'm glad that, you made that choice on purpose.
Often, but I just wanted to be honest with you guys. I went out with my friends who, we've all been Mormon our whole lives, and we wanted to kind of just get out and do, like, normal people things. Mm-hmm. So we went bar hopping, we drank alcohol, and we went to the gay club. And it was just fantastic. It was fun. Then all week I've been interviewing people about kissing for an upcoming segment I'm doing for my show.
Please don't get mono.
No.
I feel like that has to be one of the interview questions.
It's not field research. You can be assured that it's not field research.
Yeah, so the first question, how do you kiss? Second question, show me.
Which is great over Zoom. Which is fantastic. Absolutely. I keep trying to get someone to be like, they always never do it, but that's my goal. Is I'm like, somebody just show me how you kiss.
Because I don't know. Yeah. I've never done it before.
I don't know how to do it. Us Mormons aren't allowed to.
Ryan, was that a yawn or was that how you kiss?
No, that was
it looked
yawn.
More
was
like a baby bird trying to get food from his mama.
I had a baby bird moment. It made me think of Dan's, like, the sex scandal, which was just the Mormons prostituting kissing. And that just made me, just makes me laugh. That it's just like, hey, man, want some lip lock for like 20 minutes? Like, what the?
Mormons are so funny when they're not trying to be.
They're very fun. They're very fun. And then finally, my vegetable garden, guys.
Yeah.
It's grown. I should actually probably like sit.
Is that what they do?
They grow. It's kind of crazy that you can put some seeds in the ground.
I'm asking for me. How do you do that?
You take a seed.
No, grow. I'm not talking about plants.
Got him.
Zing.
But that's been my week, basically, and yeah, had a really fun time. I'm hanging out with Lonnie and Jesse, aka the Snickle today.
So those sweet people Snickles. Are great.
Hopefully my week is great.
You're going to love spending time with them, as they have, they're great people.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ben, are you a great person?
That's
subjective. How long have you been on the podcast, my guy?
You should hear the things I say to, like, most people.
Ryan, to me.
You should hear what I say to the good. And, I had a fun week. I went to L.A. last week, and I got a house. I'm renting. I'm in Orlando right now, but I'll be back in L.A. at the house that I lease in 10 days from the time we are recording this podcast. So, yeah.
I love it.
I am very excited about that. And then also, on the way home from L.A. on the plane, I took the red eye, so I slept the whole time. But when I woke up, it was like 5 in the morning. We were, like, making our descent into Orlando. And I had started packing up all of my stuff. And the woman next to me started packing up all of her stuff, too. And I noticed she left, like, her sunglasses in the the backseat pocket. And I was like, hey, excuse me, like, you left your sunglasses, don't forget. Like, they were barely poking out. Like, she would have just left them on the plane. I was like, hey, you left your sunglasses, make sure you grab those. And she's like, thank you. And then she, like, double-taked and saw me and was like, can I ask you a question? And it's 5 in the morning. It's 5 in the morning on a plane flying into Florida. You cannot ask me a question. But, like, I knew what she was going to ask, so I was like, yeah. And then she's like, are you the guy from TikTok? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I love your videos and your podcast. You're great. Thank you.
Yeah.
She listens to the podcast. And then, like, 10 minutes went by. My brain was waking up. And then I was like, I feel like I should thank her for this. Like, I was so tired. We had, like, a conversation for, like, 10 minutes as the plane was coming down. But then, like, we got, like, separated as we were getting off the plane somehow. Like, I got out of the plane, I turned around, and, like, she just wasn't there. So I never got her name. I never got to say, like, goodbye. We didn't take a picture or anything. So if you know who you are, you do.
Yes!
Hi, bye. Sorry, I didn't get your name, but you know mine. You were
That's
nice.
Awesome.
That's all I wanted to say. You were nice. Thank you for not talking to me at the beginning of the flight.
Can I
would have felt obligated for 5 hours.
Can I ask you guys something? Do you ever feel, like, awkward when people approach you?
Yes.
Like, do you feel more awkward than you feel, like, happy or, like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, I leave a situation where someone recognizes me and I'm always just like, I don't know how, like, I don't know if I handled that correctly. Like, I probably should have been more, like, just because regular Daniel is nowhere near as energetic as
right.
performative Daniel. Like, regular Daniel is quiet as hell and will not say a lot of stuff.
I love it, to be honest. I get excited. I'm stoked. Yeah, Ben has seen
me meet
people.
Ryan, after his show, he talked to the his fans for, I think, two full hours after the show ended. He sat there talking to his fans.
And that's why you're a... That's why you are very popular on TikTok, though, to be honest. Like, you don't... Well, it's just... I don't know, like, I think also just the fact that you worked at Disney and I probably fed into that, right? I don't know. I just can't answer.
It's
like,
just
people
not
are like,
in
hi!
Us,
and I'm like, hello.
I can
like, I
keep
had a drunk
up.
Girl at the nightclub last week come and hug me, and she was like, I love you so much. You've changed my life forever. And I was like, I mean, she was drunk, so I don't think I changed her life that much.
The alcohol
but...
probably did that.
Yeah. It's changing her mental state.
But, I just felt like I might have handled it a weirdly because I was like, okay. Nice meeting you. And then I just kept dancing on the dance floor. I kept being like, yes, okay. It was just very weird and awkward.
So,
and
I don't know. I think I'm approachable, but I have a short timer for the amount of time that I can spend like actually happy talking to people that I don't know. And I think it's very obvious that like when it shuts off, I just start looking away. I'm just like, I'm not, I like turn my whole body. But most of the time, people don't stay long enough to hit that. Like, most people will come up and be like, hey, are you so-and-so? I'll be like, yep. And they'll be like, oh, your stuff is great. Thank you so much. And I'll be like, oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And I'll just keep walking. Sometimes when people, like, notice me from, like, across the street or, like, a distance away and they don't approach me, they'll, like, say, like, point or say something and I'll just, like, wave and I won't walk up. I won't say thank you. I won't say hi. I'll just, like, wave at them and I'll, like, nod and I'll just keep going. It only gets awkward when people are awkward about it. Like when people approach me and say, I know you, and with nothing else to say after that. Like, oh, I know you from TikTok, or I've seen you on TikTok or something. I'm like, great. Yep, I post there. But if they don't, until they say, like, I like it, I won't say thank you. Or like,
you
some
don't
want to
assume that they like it, because they might just go, I know your stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
And then a lot of people, this happens more so at like stand-up shows, a lot of people will come meet me after a show and expect me to just lead the entire conversation. They'll just walk up to me and then stand there. And I'll be like, I don't know what to do with you right now. What do you want out of this interaction? I'll say hello, and then they'll be like, hello, and then just keep standing there. I'm like, Do you want a picture? Did you want to like buy some merch? I don't. Why? Please
see,
stop.
That is
standing.
The benefit of working at Disney is I definitely like know how to like it's just a character interaction. It's just like, okay, let's just like, I'm gonna ask you questions. I'm gonna figure out what you want. We're gonna work through it. It's gonna be fun. Like, I don't know. For me, it's just like, yeah.
No, I don't. Disney doesn't pay me to do that though.
They don't pay me to do that anymore. Yeah, but. But for a while they did, and it paid off later.
Ryan just took all the skills he learned from Disneyland and was like, screw you guys, I'm gonna go build a career with all of this.
I mean, like, you're not wrong. Like, that's kind of what happened. Yeah, I was like, man, I'm pretty salty about the way that things are like being done to me right now. I'm gonna, that kind of is how I got into TikTok, where I was like, this is
Mike
pretty.
Mike Birbiglia, you're the joke.
Joke
later.
Exactly. I was like, I'm a little salty. I don't speak for the brand or the company. I'd like to point that out. But I feel like I should toss that out there. But yeah, man, I was like, at some point I need to be able to take these skills. They actually did give good skills for that. So that's nice.
That is nice. That is my week. That is the end of my week in the life, which means that brings us to our fun segment of the week, fake college courses.
I'm so excited for this.
You're going to kick us off this week. Teach us your university class on how to pick up women.
Yes. Okay, so I have to share my screen, right? Okay,
You don't have
eyes.
To, because like if you do, both of your guys' videos are going to get messed up. So if you have screenshots, you can just send it. We'll post it on Instagram or whatever, but...
Okay, dang it. Okay, well... let me do this real quick then. I was like planning on sharing my screen, but if that's the case.
Sorry.
Sorry, gotta be okay. Daniel,
it's all in the presentation.
No, also, if you share your screen, the people that listen on like Spotify are gonna be real confused. Just like yeah. You see right here.
I should have catered it more to them. Okay, so how to pick up women 101. First rule of it all is don't hate them, Ryan. Jeez.
No!
We are sick and tired, Ryan, of you hating women. And if you want to pick them up, then don't hate them.
Professor, I have a question. Professor.
Yes, Mr. Brainerd.
For a friend, how do you not hate women?
Well, you see, it's this interesting process where you are just respectful and loving and don't talk about them in a negative way.
Wow.
Like Ryan does.
Oh, man. Professor, I have a funny comment. You know what I've discovered is that in LA, living in LA, if you open a car door for a woman, she will act like you have jumped in front of a bus for her. I have no idea why that is the case. It's like, there is just no support or love in LA whatsoever. But I've had it happen 3 times recently. And
is that surprising to you?
It was just friends. And I just opened up the door for them and they were like, oh my God.
I've never seen a gentleman in my whole life.
Right? Seriously. I was like, I felt bad for them. I was like, man, like, holy cow. You need to.
I don't, yeah.
Well, I guess the specifics men. Yeah, and that's the other thing that comes into play is geography. If you're in LA, open a door for a woman, and that's how you can pick them up.
Yeah, right. And they're gonna literally act like you just like your Mother Teresa just saving babies, just like running through a.
I would like to point out that you are saving babies and not shaking babies.
That's true. Yeah, actually, I'm doing both, but it's not a choice. I just can't help it.
I swear to God, it was alive when it was in the fire.
When the baby was safer in the fire, just like anyway,
Dan,
that's
the gayest. This is the gayest laugh I've ever had. Sorry, that was a good one. Okay, where do I go from here? The next rules are short and simple. Say please and thank you, dress well, walk quickly, drink iced coffee, love Broadway shows.
Oh, okay.
Basically, be gay. If you want to pick up a woman, if you actually want to pick up a woman, as I have learned from being in the closet for 24 years, it's be gay. Ignore them, act like you don't really care about them in general,
so,
because you're gay and you're interested in men more.
Okay.
And that might just contribute to a woman falling in love with you.
So what you're saying is Ryan should be farther along than he is.
Yes.
Dang. I mean, you're not wrong. Like, you're not, like, really, like, I should be the stereotype of, like, how to pick up women. No, I had someone recently describe their, like, because I don't really talk about, like, I don't even allude to my sexuality most of the time unless people are very direct to ask about it. But, like, it's one of those things where it's, like, I had someone describe it. They were, like, you just seem so nebulous with your sexuality. It's, like, yeah, because I don't talk about it. Like, there's no.
Nebulous?
Yeah.
Why not, androgynous?
No, like the bisexuality in itself is nebulous. I mean, it could be androgynous as well. I mean, that is what people are trying to say, is that I'm, like, I don't, androgynous. Yeah, but essentially, like, but there's like, it's just because I don't talk about it, because you know what? I feel like no one cares about what, like, yeah, like, I don't know. Very strange, very silly.
I have a question for the class, though. What is the most awkward time that you've ever had trying to, quote unquote, pick up a woman? And I'm going to give you some advice on how to have bettered that situation.
Oh.
So, oh, okay, man. I have one.
Okay.
All right, so it was, I don't even know how to properly phrase this without being disrespectful, but they know who they are, and, like, they know that I love them dearly, but there was a woman that talked to me after an open mic. Mm-hmm. And she asked if like she could come to a show, and I was like, yeah, you can, but the closest show I have is like an hour away. It's like this weekend. I mean, if you're comfortable with that, absolutely. And I like flirted with her for a while, and this was like 3 or 4.
What does Ben flirting look like? I am curious.
Maybe one day, like, Dan.
No!
That's not my class, man. That's not
a
what I'm teaching today.
A wish your heart makes. Like,
anyway, that was like 3.5 years ago, maybe. Probably yeah. around there.
So Ben plays the long game. Okay.
His name is Rye now.
Dang it. I felt it coming. I was like, I'm going to say something. I'm going to get a hit for it. And I did.
No, and we're actually like pretty good friends. He was just over here a couple weeks ago before I went out to LA. So, but yeah, it gets brought up sometimes. Oh. He does not let me forget.
Oh, I thought you were like making a joke about Ryan. Okay.
Oh, no, no,
so
no.
No.
Oh, okay, I thought you
yeah,
were
that's what
no,
I
no,
thought.
No.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, and then I was like,
yeah,
oh,
no.
It's like a joke about him being androgynous or something.
Nope.
And then it was like,
oh, no.
No, so this is very real.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
My trans friend, Rye, before he transitioned or came out as trans, I absolutely flirted. Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. Now I'm like, yeah, that's why that didn't work.
You're like, why?
Sorry, there was something hidden there.
Lived with
like...
the pain for ages and then realized. Okay. I feel like that's what I am for like women. They're just like, I think it was like a breath of relief the day that I came out publicly. Like they were like, oh my gosh. My self-worth
it's
is back.
Me.
Like, it's like, like I had so many women like put like a lot of self-worth on me interacting with them. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, no. And that's one of the main reasons I actually came out was because I was doing the dating show and everyone wanted to like flirt with me. And I kept getting messages like, I feel bad because you're not messaging me back. It's okay if you don't like me. I understand. I'm ugly. And I was like, this woman is a queen and I need to come out as gay ASAP. Like that was all I felt the whole way through. Like I was like, how are these queens not realizing their beauty?
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
Ryan,
I need to come out.
We know that you've opened a door for a woman, but have you ever appreciated a woman so hard you went gay?
You know what? No, I haven't. I've never come out of the closet just to make a girl feel better. That's commitment right there.
Ryan, what was the most awkward interaction you've had with picking up women?
I mean, pretty much all the time. Here's the thing, though. Straight up, like, I don't pick up women. And the reason why is because, like, I feel like so here's the thing.
Because you're
gay. No. Let me I am too uncomfortable with, like, this is going to get really weird, but, like, I am too uncomfortable in the day and age that we live in right now to just do anything wrong or anything uncomfortable, so I just don't. I just don't do it. I don't hit on women. Women make the first move with me all the time because I just straight up, I'm like, afraid of doing anything wrong. I've got a following right now. I don't want to get canceled. I just am afraid of it. And Ben's heard some of my dating history. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've had some, like, some scary stuff happen. And so I'm just like, I just dodge. I'm just like, nope, not today. That's why I stay single for so long. It's because I'm just like.
So Ryan's advice to pick up women is live in fear constantly.
Yes.
It's valid though. I think that's valid, right? Let the women get, I don't know. Give women control.
I'm super, like...
I see nothing wrong with that.
Comfortable with,
let
like...
Let the ladies say it.
Yeah, like letting women have the, like, first move and things like that. I've always been comfortable with that. But, like, I just don't make the first move. And here's the thing. Like, I probably at some point should get over that and, like, start making some sort of moves. But, like, it's
you
one of those things
to
where it's just,
you do it anymore.
God,
which is
make
a thing.
Move,
that's
Ryan.
A thing.
That's
that
a real. That's a real story, by the way. That shouldn't be told on the
it
podcast.
It should not be told
but
on the podcast.
And it's not once. It's twice. So like Ben is just.
Yeah. It was twice.
Yes. You sent me a text right before a date, and you were just
Okay, that one's fine.
Yes.
That one's just silly.
Oh,
and the first one was
silly
too, but only for me.
Oh my gosh, sweet Benjamin, just absolutely, just throw it, just be like, go get him, champ.
Hey,
like,
look, I a mean, wolf push.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, oh, that's my college course of how to pick up women 101.
I feel like I've learned something, but I will not be taking any of this outside of the classroom.
I feel like mine got sad and I'm sorry.
So it's just another day, Ryan?
What?
Just another day for you?
Just another day, yeah.
More fear to live with.
More fear.
All right. Well,
I guess that brings up my college course for the day, and I actually have a tiny little whiteboard here that I have done some diagram drawings on for those of you that are watching the YouTube. For those that aren't, I will describe them. My college class, if you would like to come in and grab a seat class today, we will be talking about anatomy, specifically the anatomy of a Missouri man and a Utahn. And eventually this class will devolve into how those traits and abilities might actually be used to help save your life in the event of a Florida man encounter. Now, I know what you're thinking. It won't help. And you're right. But we'll get there. Now, I feel like we should start with, do I have anything to cover this with? That's not big enough. Okay. That is what she said.
It was too easy.
We are going to start with the anatomy of a Missouri man, as we have one right in front of our faces here. And now, this is more of a general breakdown of most Missouri men, not entirely all of them.
Who just started vacuuming?
Oh, I have a lawnmower outside my house.
It's just going by itself?
It's not me lawnmowing, it's the... it's the neighbors that are chainsawing a tree. Sorry.
What?
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah, can you tell them they're interrupting my class?
Should I, try and, Yeah, sorry.
Ben, they should get
exposed. Sorry, Professor, I just needed to bring this chainsaw in.
I just needed this...
Mr. Spencer. If you don't...
What have I told you about chainsaws?
I don't know how to fix this situation. Should I just mute my mic?
No, it's fine. We can't hear it now.
Okay.
Now
it's still going, but
yeah,
okay.
We can't hear it that much, so it's fine. If I could get your attention back onto the whiteboard, please. We're going to be discussing the anatomy of a Missouri man first here, and this is my diagram of one. It is a stick figure drawing because I cannot draw. But as you can see, the stick figure man, and it says MO at the top as the abbreviation for Missouri. We're here.
Broken.
Yeah, so what we have, what we can see on the board here is there's absolutely nothing going on in the head region. There's not a whole lot of thoughts being thought. But they are holding a gun, and it is unregistered. It's an unregistered gun, so they have at least one hand full at all times, which might help depending on what exactly is in the hand that they're holding. But for the most part, it's really just like... That's one hand tied behind your back. You know, you gotta have both hands free, ready. There's a heart here. It is a little bit broken. And right next to it, it says, broken from cheaters. As Missouri people have to split their two biggest cities with other states, and they're real bitter about it. They just haven't recovered. There's a lot of PTSD there from St. Louis and Kansas City. And if we look down here into the stomach region of a Missouri man, it is mostly full of butter cake and Budweiser. So
gooey butter cake, but yes.
Ooey gooey butter cake and Budweiser.
Just gooey.
Just gooey?
People either call it butter cake or ooey gooey, and it's just gooey butter cake.
Okay,
it's
sir, so I need you to look at the diagram and remember that you have no thoughts. You have no thoughts happening in here right now, so.
That's fair.
If you
the brain
keep those
go
to yourself.
Real slow.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly, for your interruption.
I'm sorry. Sorry, doctor. I'll be out here.
And if we look down here, also no pants are being worn by Missouri people. Yeah.
I got a blanket.
I got a little concerned for a second. You were like, yeah!
Now,
yeah,
that is the basic breakdown of a Missouri man's anatomy.
Yes.
Because I was holding the notebook there. A little piece of my notes from the Utahn got a little messed up. So we are going to rewrite these.
That is actually pretty Missouri that we took out part of the Utah people.
Oh, no.
We did settle. Mormons did settle a lot of weird parts of Missouri.
They did, and then our governor said we were allowed to hunt them, and then they went away. Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
Pretty wild.
So fun.
Especially, I love that the Garden of Eden is in Jackson County, Missouri. And it's like,
yes.
Which was also, I think, our meth capital for a while. Which is pretty funny to me.
Oh. This is heaven.
Yeah. Oh, is it heaven?
Or as they say in West Virginia, almost heaven.
Was heaven. Ah, West Virginia. I want to go to West Virginia just to play that song.
So now we're moving on to the anatomy of a uton. And very similar diagram that we have here for a uton. It is a stick figure with the UT over the top. As we can see here, the head is actually just full of their own children's names. As they generally have about 12 of those. So it's a lot of Braxton, Braylee, Kaylee, Jackson with an X in there. It's mostly just it's a lot of triple word and high point score Scrabble tiles just bounced around in the noggin here. As we move down, the heart is pretty much, it's just full of guilt. There's not a whole lot of room for anything else there. It's they're guilty for most of the things that they've done. The caffeine addiction that they don't tell their wife about, absolutely, it's all in there. And as we move down to the stomach, it's just fry sauce. It kind of shakes around a lot. It's a whole
Echo,
wave
of
ketchup and mayonnaise in there, what they call it. Fry sauce. And they wear pants. They almost never take their pants off, actually. So they're terrified of being naked in front of another human being. But. So as we can see, when we put those diagrams together, very similar shapes, but a lot of different stuff going on, you know?
I will have to say, out of those two diagrams, I feel pretty defensible being the Missourian. I mean, we come with a gun.
Like, sure. That's pretty sure, sure, sure. However, this is my favorite part of the class.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, in I'm the scared. Event that you are confronted by a Florida man, in a cage match, fight to the death. What can you do as a Missourian and as a Utahn to help, you know, survive the encounter? Very little. You're gonna die. However, there's a few things that you can do to help this situation. Okay. Both of you, I'm going to let you know right now, if you leave home court advantage, it's over for you. If you come to Florida, the air will choke you and the alligators will eat you. The Florida man doesn't even have to get involved. Now, if you stay in your hometowns, you stand a much better chance of survival. Missouri people, I recommend going to St. Louis. As just spending any amount of time in St. Louis as a Florida man, one of us will commit a crime and the police will just shoot us because that's what they do there. So your highest chance of survival is letting the police run its natural course in the city of St. Louis, Missouri.
Now, yeah, if Missouri police see someone on, like, Flocka, they're not going to be like, let's give him a chance, he's eating faces. It's going to be like, well, I don't think we stand for cannibals here.
This is actually a point I wanted to make, Ryan, as that will not actually 100% work. For the man that was eating faces high on flock in Florida had to be shot 9 times before he stopped walking at the police officers. He got shot twice while eating the face before he noticed anybody was around. Then he stood up and walked towards the officer as they fired on him 7 more times before he was like, I guess right here's a good place to fall. So,
is this
with that being said,
they're like kaiju. That's not even a real thing. They're like creatures.
Well, all that to say, St. Louis will not protect you.
Oh.
Can I just country fry things and keep feeding it to Florida Man until he dies of a heart attack? Is that possible?
You
Is
think
that a strategy?
We don't just constantly eat butter fried gator tail and python from the Everglades? You can't hurt us. We're going to walk in there, you're going to be like, have some ooey gooey butter cake. Maybe that'll slow him down. And then we'll be like, we're going to deep fry this again and eat it in front of you. It'll give us strength. We're going to walk around going, wow, it's not humid at all here. And you're going to be like, yes, it is. And you're like, okay, but is it? And then we're going to get ya.
Yeah.
Guns don't affect us.
I'll just summon Okay, but I do have an army because I will just, as a Utah man, summon all 50 of my wives and then, like, send them to attack you. So how would you combat that as a Florida man?
Now, okay, here's the deal. Again, you're going to want to stay home court advantage in Utah. And you're just going to want to hide. I feel like hiding would be the best bet for a Utah man, because, like...
I'll run into the temple, and that will be it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it would we would burn up upon entrance, but... The only reason that hiding in Utah would help is because the air is so dry that we might just kind of shrivel up. If we get there. We're going to land, we're going to be like... And then someone...
Turn to dust.
Someone is going to be like, wow, it's really hot here. And then the murder will begin. Because the Floridians that hear that will be like, this is not hot. What is it? 101 with no humidity? This is perfect. We love this. And then you'd be like, but it's really hot. And then we'll just crumple you. We'll grab you and then we'll just like push you down into the dirt. And
I feel like Utahns escaping to the mountains would be the best call for them. Because Florida's so flat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how we escaped the Missouri governor. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. That also worked.
Just escaped to the mountains.
We've seen it work against Missouri, you know.
Hiding and playing the wait and see game is really the only way to survive a Floridian encounter. You can send 50 women at us. That's just going to strengthen our numbers, Dan.
Do women find Floridian men irresistible? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, they're just going to figure out that the Mormon men that sent them are gay, and it's not going to matter anymore.
here's what it is, honestly. A woman that has spent her entire life living in Utah as a Mormon, there is a part of her deep down, whether it's on the surface ready to come out or pushed down into the recesses of the back of her imagination, there is something in her calling her to be impulsive and dangerous and chaotic, if not for more than just one night. And when she meets a Florida man, she will say, wow, this is exactly what I'm looking for exactly one night. It won't take much to convince them, Dan. They'll be like, this is, I need this.
You're telling me I don't have to eat fry sauce?
You don't. Yes. I will say, Alithia, come hither. You ever had
no,
gator before?
It would be more like McKinsey or something like that.
Alithia with three Y's. I'd be like, you ever had gator before? She'd be like, can we dip it in fry sauce? And I'd be like, you mean pink sauce? And she'd be like, wow, there's a whole world outside of Utah?
A whole new world.
Exactly.
Doug. I know this is supposed to be like a fake college course, but you really just summed up Utah far too well for me to even be like, I have no rebuttals. I have nothing to say.
I'm
just like, wow.
I'm excited for
he really
ben
just
does
like,
a bit deeper dive on Missouri because on. I,
if
I
you
like,
just
I wanna, like.
You guys talk for like 30 seconds. I'll be right back for you, Ryan.
Okay. I don't know how to handle that. Dan, I don't know if you saw, but during that last segment, I just found out, I was like, I hit something on my headphones, and I realized my headphones had been backwards the entire podcast. And so you could just see in the YouTube video me just take them all, flip them around, and just be like, yep, that was not quite it.
All right, so I made a mistake. There's a book series called Weird U.S., and every state has their own weird book, and it's a full account of... It's basically a travel guide, but has all these local legends, best kept secrets. They talk about like myths, legends, cryptozoological creatures, tourist destinations, all these things for the entire state. And recently, someone sent me Weird Missouri.
Yes! Missouri!
Missouri.
Love it.
That do be true. There's two parts, Missouri and Missouri.
There's castles in Missouri. I feel like that'd probably be a pretty good place to...
Wait, there's castles in Missouri?
Yeah, Stewart Castle is located on the Merrimack River in St. Louis County.
Mm-hmm.
Old Cross Castle looks as if it has been transplanted from Disney World onto a lake of the Ozarks hillside. That won't save you, as we have castles. We have forts. We have, like, Spanish forts from the 1600s here.
Yeah. We just have a lot of, like, 1700s cathedrals. Or early 1800s. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of
Missouri as a state was founded in 1820, but we had people here beforehand, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
The only thing that really is your saving grace is pointing us to Uranus, Missouri, and just hoping that we get distracted.
And giggle until you die.
Yeah. You can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us. Do we have any questions from the class?
I think I got mine knocked out.
Mr. Spencer?
No. Professor, I just want to say that you're a little too accurate and I'm scared.
I'm going to die and I don't love it.
I don't like Florida Man anymore. I'm scared.
He's scary. Thank you so much for coming to Anatomy 101 with Florida Man. I hope you've learned something.
We love it.
If not anything else, but just don't mess with the Florida Man.
Learned. Very much learned.
We love it.
Mr. Kelly, take it away.
It do be that time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to class. Happy to have you. This feels like it's definitely a 101 course. Don't worry, we will get more advanced as we move forward. I'm actually going to throw on the glasses for this one because, you know, people respect people in glasses.
Sure.
And no one respects me, so I might as well add to it.
You're getting there.
If you pull up.
Oh, there we go.
I thought you were going to pull out flannel glasses, and I was like, bro, I'm about to
I'm just going to real quick raise the flannel blanket that I have had on my lap, because though I am pantsless, class, which does feel illegal, I have been rocking the flannel blanket. Today we are going to be talking about flannel accessories, things that you might need if you're ever going to go full flannel, which is something that I definitely do recommend. First off, I'd like to begin with, I started on Etsy, to find some interesting flannels things. I found one that they have a satin sash that says My Flannel, which is, I gotta be honest with you, most of the time I use those for, it's my birthday.
Right.
It's I'm getting married, bride-to-be. But absolutely. Some people love flannel enough to just get a sash that just says My Flannel. a lot of respect. A lot of respect for that. For the ladies or gentlemen in the group with long hair, really anyone long hair, we've got flannel scrunchies. They do exist, and they are lovely.
Absolutely.
They're beautiful. I'd like to point out, anywhere from the month of, like late October to about mid-February tends to be the prime point for this, as it tends to be now associated with Christmas. Why.
And Christmas does go until late February, yes.
It does, yes. Kind of. It's also, specifically, we're talking about the buffalo plaid flannel, the red and black. Obviously, it's the best. I don't think I need to explain why.
I'm sorry. Did you say the buffalo plaid flannel?
It's called buffalo plaid. Yeah.
Okay.
Professor, what other kinds of flannel are there? What are the inferior flannels?
There are inferior flannels. There's, apparently a flannel called Campbell. I don't understand. I don't believe it has anything to do with the soup.
Campbell flannel.
Lightweight cranberry. There is penguin. Okay. There's green grass. All of these I'm pulling, by the way, from VermontFlannel.com. That is, they've got a lot of accessories.
Professor, you seem very well rehearsed.
Oh, why, thank you. look, it's important to, constantly have your sources up. Because if I didn't, then you wouldn't have the right to believe me, and I'd understand. But the power of flannel carries on. You can, in fact, and I can't believe that this is on the first page. If you Google flannel accessories on Etsy, it's in the bottom right of the third row. Bachelorette party flannel straws, and they have golden penises on them.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, in fact, this one, I'm just going to move over to over my screen so people can see it. Yeah, it's just, you guys can't see it, but trust me, my recording can. It's just ridiculous.
How exciting. I'm very excited to see these things. I'm going to order some for you.
Oh my gosh. There's also wine glasses. If you're looking for a wine tumbler, they come with, they've got flannel up top, and they've got fun little things. Like, for instance, this one says Melissa's flannel fling before the ring. Oh.
Wow. Very fashionable. Very the it, the now.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Are these just all Boulder weddings?
Kinda. I mean, you're really not.
These
wrong.
Are lesbian Boulder weddings.
This is, we have discovered
Colorado to me.
that the lesbian community, huge supporters of these Etsy shops, massive supporters of, it's funny because most of these are all coming in women's sizes, and it took me a second, I was like, why is this just in women? Oh,
it's because you're on Etsy.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, what we've discovered is that they do have flannel masks. I actually own, I can't find my flannel mask right now, it's bumming me out. But they've got flannel masks, we've got flannel hats, we've got flannel seat covers. If your car, if you just want to add a little flannel to the vehicle.
Ooh.
It's kind of fun. They've got flannel gloves. They come in men's. So if you want to be a lumberjack, they come in women's. If you just want to also be a lumberjack or maybe just fashion forward. I don't see a lot of men rocking it casually. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
Like if you want to go shopping with your lumberjack boyfriend.
Yes. So really get this for the people in your heart. That makes you feel like, either lumberjacks or lesbians. The two L's that love flannel and that we love
So basically,
here.
Just go to a Cabela's or a Pro Bass shop.
What?
And you'll be... I said go to Cabela's or a Pro Bass shop and you'll be fine.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Awesome. Professor, I have a question.
Yes, absolutely. What you got?
Professor, why would you want to wear flannel? I just don't, understand that, though. Like, can you...
I hope that your grade eventually recovers from this, though I don't expect it to. You see, what happens was in the life of a young youth pastor, you actually just spawn one. One day you open up your closet and there's just flannels in there. It is a gift from God. In my particular instance, I began the youth pastory journey on some would say the clock app. And as I'm there, I was about 3 weeks in, and my buddy goes, hey, I don't use this flannel anymore. Do you want a flannel? And that's the only flannel I've owned the entire time. So it's...
As someone who has been in your bedroom, you own 4 flannels.
I own a second one now. My mom got it for Christmas. And then this is doesn't really... I mean, it's flannel-ish, but it's a blanket. So I mean like a flannel shirt. Also, they've got fanny packs that come in red flannel, also known as the flannel pack.
I would rock a flannel pack.
Right.
Are we really just buying into the idea that we're going to honestly call it a flannel pack? Like no one has any objection to flannel pack right now?
Ever thought flanny pack would be a little bit better than flannel pack.
That's what I'm saying.
Flanny pack is definitely better. Okay, yeah.
Flanny I want pack. A flanny pack.
Yes, they do have
the
flanny pack.
I still hate it, but it's better than flannel pack.
They got a wine sleeve of it? That's cool.
Okay, sir, did you actually do research before you taught this class, or are you just now discovering things?
I mean, I'm discovering new things because I also wanted excessive stuff, like it to just
He started
be ridiculous.
Doing research, and then he was like, you know what? Actually, I would do, I'd buy some of these.
I would definitely. Honestly, they got
Ryan's
the cutest.
Ryan's just looking up merch at this point. He's just like, oh, okay. Great.
They've got the cutest little, Disneyland started selling red flannels with Goofy on it, and it feels weird, man. It feels weird.
Because you wear flannel and you're Goofy?
Well, here's the thing. It just says Goofy and right here, but it's they hadn't sold it before, and then it's just right there, and it doesn't even, essentially it's just a red flannel, but, and then it's just really, underwritten, because you can almost not see it says Goofy, and I'm like, did y'all really?
Did y'all really come from my Goofy? Did you guys speak for the company?
Oh,
no.
Oh, boy. Oh,
sounds like
boy,
you played
Goofy.
Yourself. You look real lesbian today. Please don't understand why we never see you wearing that.
I heard you right. That was a good one, too.
Thank you. Thank you. By the way, they just have the cutest little scarves for cats and dogs that are in flannel. It's adorable. The cats and dogs have to hate it, but it's so cute. They've got flannel car covers for McLarens? That feels ridiculous. Here's the thing. As someone that owns a flannel... How many people own a flannel and also a McLaren? I don't know how to tell us this, but as the flannel community, we're not doing that. That's not...
Valid.
Professor, I have a question.
Yo, what's up?
What do you wear with these accessories?
Just more flannel. So what I can recommend is if you haven't seen it, there are flannel pajama pants, which are delightful. There's also flannel top, and then you can, if you're really feeling it, you can get one of those overhead Russian headweary things that for the cold.
Hat.
Yes, a pilot hat. I feel like it's called something. It starts with a C. It's like a chode.
I'll see if mine has a tag on it.
Were you about to say chode?
No.
It's a chode.
Yeah, no, it's like a very trapper hat is what they're calling it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get a trapper hat for just
a toque.
Pure... A what?
Yeah, that's also correct.
Huh.
The Canadian version of that.
This one doesn't have a tag on it to say what it is.
Yushanka! It's a Yushanka. That's what I was thinking. I don't know why I thought it's C. I knew it was
Yushanka. Wow.
This is what I wear for Alaska.
Professor, do they wear flannel in Alaska?
I can assume that Alaska is one of the most prime purveyors of flannel. I can only assume.
I would go Vermont first.
Idaho probably is up there.
Oh, Idaho's up there. Wyoming.
A lot of the Midwest. Probably.
Yeah, but yes. I guess northern Midwest. Or like northern,
south and north,
west,
the really. Dakotas, Montana, Vermont.
Professor,
for sure.
Professor, I have a question. If New York is the capital of like fashion, why do people in New York not wear flannel?
Because first off, you will never recover from this class. I'd like to let you know your GPA is plummeting aggressively. New York is the capital of pretentious fashion, okay? We are the capital of practical fashion. Effective fashion. Here's the thing, it's still cold in New York and they don't wear flannel, proving that they are just not able to see the obvious victories in the flannel lifestyle, which truthfully is just atrocious. I don't think we should.
Now,
we don't
professor,
associate.
Yes. Do they make flannel pea coats?
They do. They also make flannel suits, by the way. Yeah.
Do you own one, Professor?
I don't, but I want to.
okay.
I want to so bad. I've looked at getting a. Yeah, they definitely have flannel pea coats. Looking at it right now. Let's get. Hold on. By the way, I wouldn't recommend. Like, I like it. I wouldn't recommend a flannel pea coat. It does not look right.
I genuinely believe, Ryan, that if you like became, if that became like your aesthetic, you'd go crazy on TikTok. If you
what?
Just went full, if you
full
went full flannel.
Flannel.
Like every single outfit full flannel, it'd be game over. But I understand the.
I'm just showing the flannel suit right now. Honestly, I probably here's the thing. I want to be more than a two color pattern, but I also, kind of want to get. Here's the thing. There's a certain degree of like I don't know if it works. Oh my gosh!
I know
it
works. It doesn't.
You can buy a $100 flannel suit.
I'm looking at it right now, actually, from Shinesty. I'm actually looking at my jacket. What's my jacket size? I want to say it's a 40.
Shinesty sounds, like, gross.
I don't
like that.
It sounds like shenanigree.
Shenanigree? I mean, fantastic.
Which is just
this is some Shinesty and shenanigree, and I will not have it in this house.
You have brought shenanigree and Shinesty into the dancery. Not of all.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna make a House of Vibes video and that. I'm gonna make those terms, dude.
Oh man, here's the thing. The worst part is like, just because I know how I fit in suits, I would need to get this suit fitted, and it would be very funny to take this suit to a professional tailor and be like, "Hey, would
oh,
you mind
fit?" It feels weird. They will judge you.
Oh, you've been in that.
Not this exact situation, but yeah.
But close. Actually, to see what, I'm gonna have to, I probably should get the red and black lumberjack.
Do it! Ryan, in the same way that Ben motivates you to date women, I'm going to try and motivate you to buy a
flannel
suit.
Don't. No. Don't. Be different. Please be different.
Ryan, I'm going to text you right now. And it's just going to say, Ryan, buy the flannel.
Buy the flannel. Yeah.
Stop being an idiot. Buy the flannel.
Buy the flannel. The flannel's right next to you. Just buy the flannel.
Don't
like,
be a dummy.
Just...
Look at me. Don't be a dummy.
Take flannel to LA.
Ooh.
They're not ready for you.
Look. You can't spell flannel without LA. Okay.
God, I wish I could. Is that the end
and
of your course, Professor?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the course. I will say, Dan, you have failed because of the snarkiness of the, and the hatred of the comments. Oh my god!
No. The Shinesty and the Shenanigree of your questions.
Of the questions. Oh, it felt very targeted towards a sweet boy that just wants his flannel suit. I'm probably going to buy a flannel suit like that.
Where to the next wedding? Where to all the weddings? Yeah.
Well, that brings us out of our silly segment for the week, which was our college courses, and brings us into our final segment of the podcast, our audience submissions. So if you've sent in a question in email form over the past couple of weeks, we probably will not answer it, as there were a lot of them, but we will be answering 10 of them. Mostly at random. If we don't answer your question, don't worry. We do a podcast episode on our Patreon at the end of every month where we answer all of the leftover questions that we did not get to answer during the podcasts. So, with that being said, Ryan, kick us off.
All right, we've got a question from Sarah K. Hey, guys. I recently binged all 17 episodes, and I love them. Thank you, by the way.
Love it.
I listen to and from work and on my break. Anyways, my question for you is, what is your favorite useless fact to tell people? Mine is, did you know that there are more airplanes in the ocean than boats in the sky? I love that. Can't wait to hear your answers. What useless answers do you guys have?
Okay, so real facts. Quick, Article 10 of the State Constitution of the State of New Hampshire is the right of revolution, which grants them not only the right, but the obligation and duty as a resident of the state of New Hampshire to burn down the government in the event that the government stops working for the benefit of the people.
That actually sounds kind of practical.
I love it. Like, I love it a lot.
Wow.
And also the mayor of the town of Talkeetna, Alaska from 1997 to 2017 was a cat named Mayor Stubbs.
I love that.
I love that.
That brings me joy.
I love Mayor Stubbs. I support Mayor Stubbs.
I love that. I want to give Mayor Stubbs pats.
They used to be able to. The thing is, Mayor Stubbs passed away in 2017. They elected his kitten Denali. So Denali is now the mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska.
Yes.
A generational monarchy. We love to see it.
In Alaska. That's awesome. That's wonderful. The most useless fact I know is that I don't know if this is useless, but Dr. Seuss invented the word nerd.
Really? Ha, nerd.
So,
I've got a
created all bullying, essentially.
Actually, that kind of tracks, because, like, Dr. Seuss, weirdly enough, this is going to be a weird thing. Not a good dude. Like, no.
Is that for real? Yeah, I don't know enough about
Dr. Seuss cheated on his wife, who had terminal cancer, left her as she was dying. She then, I think it was terminal cancer. I know she was sick. And then she killed herself. Now, gets crazier. Fun little revenge thing. He left her for a younger woman. That woman outlived Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss never wanted any of his properties sold anywhere. And now she, because she took over all of his properties, sold all of it. And so that's why we have Dr. Seuss movies, Dr. Seuss things. And it's just like, well, man, you probably shouldn't have been terrible.
Well, we thank a queen. We thank the queen for sending us all of that. Yeah. In spite.
I don't know why. So I got I got weird things where I'm just like, Dr. Seuss, why? Useless facts. Gosh, most of the things I know. There were 708 people that survived the sinking of the Titanic. I want to say that was 53% of the boat. Won me a free shot in trivia one time. So.
Nice.
That's probably.
I have a question for their useless fact. What do they consider the sky? Where does the sky start?
Probably, I'd think just above water.
So on land?
Like floating.
Would you consider on land?
No, above the water. Oh, so above sea level, not touching anything. That's
okay,
what
about being hoisted in one of those dock boats? And like going to those docks.
It's still touching something that is touching the ground.
What about those like weird boats that are at theme parks that go woo woo woo?
I know what you're talking about.
I want that to be clipped for the Instagram. I just want that and it to be followed by like an overlay of just like that actual, like, an actual theme park thing doing that is like, it's just zooming in on Dan's face.
And it's Dan's noise going, woo, woo.
I love it. Awesome. Cool. Emma P says, hey guys, I want to say that I love the podcast as it's a fun activity that my mom and I enjoy together. We are from central Minnesota and wanted to know if the Morris Show is just for college people or open to the public. Also, what is the show that you have had the most fun on?
So, yeah.
I've always loved...
I was just saying, the Minnesota show, stuff. It's free and open to the public, so just come on down. I believe it's in the Edison Auditorium or the Edson Auditorium, and it's free, come so you can come on down to that.
Completely free. In terms of fun shows, honestly, my favorite shows still to this day, all of the college shows that I did at my campus with Humor U. Like that's where I learned how to do comedy. We met up every Tuesday and wrote jokes together. It was like a real like cool bubble of just friends and friendship. So friendship, comedians and friendship. Yeah.
I love that.
That's all that is. Sorry, it's not really funny, but it's great.
No, but if it's good, I don't know. It sounds wholesome. Ben, what about you? Favorite show you've been on?
I don't know if I have just that in my brain space right now. I forget a lot of stuff that I do. And I think
that's right.
The most fun shows I've ever had. I don't know, man. I don't think I have one. I have fun at most shows, so.
Yes, yeah, valid.
Yeah.
As soon as a joke hits heavy and the audience, like, screams with laughter, that's, like, the best kind of show that you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you know you've won, like, the audience, yeah. it's a glide from there. For me, though, I'd have to say, like, actually probably as, like, a sophomore being on, like, my high school's improv team, our teacher was a really, really good. She used to coach like competitively, like for teams that would go to festivals and things like that. And she was taught by Del Close. And so she was like that good. And so we would just get up there and we would just annihilate together. And it was just this beautiful moment of just like, and we'd sell out every week and we would just crush. And that was so much fun. But as far as stand-up goes, my favorite stand-up show is probably either performing at Truman State University, mostly because it was my mom's alma mater and my mom was there. So aww. Someone that like, yeah, so she went there and then something she created performed there, which was cool. Yeah, that was cool.
I don't like the way you phrased that.
Well, I don't know.
And then
I don't,
something she created performed.
I'm a creation of my mom.
That just made it sound like you came from like.
Yeah, that's true to a lesser extent, but still there. He was important, but. Like 3 weeks ago I did a show and that was about the first time that I'd done a new special, like a full new hour, had not tested it, and just like went up on stage and did it and it worked. And I was like,
and now yes! You've got Jay Leno opening up for you.
And Jay Leno opened for that one. So Jay Leno opened, it was a brand new hour and it just hit and it was just like, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Awesome.
Next question coming to us from Eldritch H. Ryan, what is your sleep paralysis demon? Mine is Ben. I would like to preface this by saying I am honored.
Eldritch, I've got bad news. My awake demon is Ben. So I don't have here's the thing. I've never seen anything when I've had sleep paralysis. My eyes, so I was actually explaining this to someone last night. My eyes always are locked shut. And I when I'm paralyzed, I can't even open my eyes. So it's just horrific, to be completely honest, and I don't see anything. I just, especially because I sleep on my stomach, so I'm just always thinking, like, I just don't want to suffocate this way. Do you know how dumb it would be? That's like, comedian, idiot, Ryan Kelly, smothered himself with a pillow. Like, that's not...
Ryan
like,
Kelly did a dumb in his sleep last night.
I'm so sorry.
Ben has not stopped making fun of him since.
I know he can still hear me.
Yeah, I don't know where he is, but I know he knows that I think it was stupid the way he went. But yeah, so that was... so I really don't see anything. It's just sleep paralysis is wild, man, in a very negative way. Last time I had sleep paralysis, I was on my couch. I'd let John sleep in my room, and I was asleep on the couch, and I woke up, and it was happening. And so everything is all black because my eyes are closed. I am like kind of like slept on like and kind of just like I've got both arms underneath me and I can't move anything. And so you start by like trying to move like your toes. You immediately start into panic, to be completely honest, because you're like, I can't move. I can't go anywhere. I'm in the void. And then you're like, OK, I'm awake. I can't do anything. And so I just start
shaking a little bit, like honestly, like tremoring.
On purpose?
To try to, on purpose.
Right, like, let me just start triggering my disorders really quick and just see if those fire off, I know I'm alive.
Yep. Like, I mean, genuinely though, because I knew if I throw myself onto the ground, I am going to, my body will have to release. And so I am just slowly moving off the couch and then I thunk onto the ground and then I'm like, I'm free! So if anyone had recorded that.
That visual, yeah, the visual of that is like you just in trauma being like, and then you pop up and you're like, I'm free!
I'm just picturing Ryan vibrating slowly off of the couch and then he falls down
like
and
cell
he's
phone.
Just like a fish out of water and just starts shaking.
Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate to be completely honest.
Screaming, I'm free as he does it.
I'm free! Not the gumdrop.
To be totally genuine. I know this is a comedy podcast, but I am sorry that, and for anyone who deals with that, that's crazy. I can't even imagine.
And I appreciate it. Oh yeah,
that's wild.
You've had bad what? Nightmares, dreams.
I was gonna say drug trips, kind of like that. So
yeah,
I do feel sorry that that's just something you live with. Like for me, it's like I have to make the decision to kind of even try and put myself in a situation.
Oh,
like
my
that,
body decides for me, which is kind of neat.
keeps things spontaneous.
Why I don't do drugs is just because it's like,
yeah, don't do that. Yeah, that would suck.
We do have another question though from Porter H. For all three of you, if you could have any vehicle, car, plane, etc., what would you get?
Plane.
Boom scooter.
Yes.
Boom scooter. What is
the
boom scooter?
Yes.
It's the Vespa with the cannon on it.
Yeah.
So it's just what straight people know. Okay.
We talked about this on the podcast.
I was on the podcast.
You don't remember the boom scooter?
It was such a heterosexual vehicle that Dan just cleared it from his memory cache.
It literally like the trauma of it all. Just like. Okay. Cool.
I want an M1A.
That's my paralysis demon is the boom scooter.
I want an Abrams tank. I want, because if you throw tires on that bad boy, apparently it can go like 80 miles an hour on a highway, which is crazy. I think it might be 60. But yeah.
You would want to drive a tank on.
At 60? Can you imagine me going highway speeds down? The people get out the way.
Would be fun in like I would want to do it in like a field, just like going ham. Yeah, I don't know about a highway. I'd feel very scared that I'm going to kill somebody.
Here's the thing. I'm going to do both. Like I'm going to drive on the highway and then I'm going to take it to a place, put on treads and just go. Like it's going to be fun. I
want to change my answer to hold on. It's from a movie.
It's gonna suck if this isn't funny, Ben.
Also, side note, I'd actually probably pick like a cruise ship just so I could sell it for so much money.
Valid.
I want the EM50 urban assault vehicle from the movie Stripes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Ben, are you
absolutely. It's the greatest thing ever.
Okay, it's funny.
It has missile launchers. It has flamethrowers. There's metal plating that slides up over the windows and the windshields.
This just reminds me of Ben 10's grandfather's van, too.
That, too. Yeah. But absolutely, if I could have any vehicle, I want a fully functioning EM50 urban assault vehicle from the movie Stripes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. My heart is full.
Ooh. Next question comes from Katie P. Hey guys, my question is for all of you. Question is, if all could create a candle based off of what you think your home state would smell like, what would the top three scents be? For example, I think my home state of Florida would smell like sea salt, manure, and substance abuse.
Oh my god, what does substance abuse smell like?
Thanks for all the joy you could create. You guys create just by being yourselves. Okay.
Bad decisions. Oh my god.
For those of you not watching on YouTube right now, I own a candle that says Wet Ass Peninsula on it.
Oh my gosh.
My favorite whoop. Oh wow. We love it.
Oh my
we
gosh.
Oh, are you just now realizing what it was right now?
I'm dumb.
It actually smells pretty good. I have no idea what the scent is. But this is like one of
it's
the
a wet ass peninsula.
One of the first jokes I actually made in my sketch series. If you go back far enough, Florida, South Carolina says that Florida smells like salt and illegal activity.
We love it. We love it. What would my state smell like? Okay, well, Ben's already made this joke today, but fry sauce, obviously. What else would it smell like? Oh. I feel like every state has, like, some sort of substance abuse.
Yeah.
Mainly that, like...
Yours probably be, like, what, opioids?
Ours is, like, middle-aged... Yeah, it's mainly opioids amongst, like, women. So, I don't know, like, perfume and opioids would be the smells.
Fry sauce and a secret caffeine addiction.
Oh my
It'd just
gosh.
Be coffee, because all the new coffee
it would
shops...
It would be fry sauce and then a mixture of tobacco and Febreze. Like cigarette smoke covered with like Febreze spray so that yes, your friends yes. and family can't actually smell it on you.
A Ooh. Coffee cup labeled hot chocolate.
Oh my gosh. I think mine would be baked goods. Like just like either like kind of like toasted ravioli and like gooey butter cake Ooh, and things like that.
So what is butter cake? I don't know if I've ever had butter cake.
Gooey butter cake is just pretty much like a pound of sugar, a little like a cake, a yellow cake bottom, and then a cream cheese sugar topping. Yeah. It's amazing. It'll kill you in three bites.
I baked it when I was in LA actually this past, because Ryan brought it up and I was like, why don't we just make that right now? So we went out and bought the ingredients and I made some gooey butter cake. It is a pound of butter and a pound of sugar in this mix.
It's awesome.
It tastes really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's a pound of butter and a pound of sugar. Yeah. It's bound to taste good.
Oh, it's so Wild. Good. Yeah, so I think it's just baked goods, fried foods, and
methamphetamine.
Actually, I was gonna go with, because like we've been weaning off it more. Like there are other states that are beating us. I'd go with like
Florida.
Probably like trees in nature. Like some trees and like I think the farm that I grew up on. And so I think of like it was 91 acres of like trees and like pretty trees.
Also, the smell of pollution is very potent in Utah too. We have inversion and it gets trapped in the valley and you just get stuck with like gross smells all day. Every day.
Ooh, nasty.
The smell of New Jersey. All right. The next question comes to us from Katie F. Hi, everyone. I love listening to podcasts. It always puts me in a good mood while I'm packing for my new apartment. My favorite pastime is to annoy my friend by trying to convince her about stupid names that I am going to name all my children. Do you have any good ideas for this list? So far, in no particular order, my children will be named Toe, though everyone calls him Tony, as his middle name will be Knee, and he'll have to say, no, my nickname is Long for Toe. 2, Phalange, twin sister of Toe. 3, Babushka. 4, B-skuse, an excuse would be too confusing for them to grow up. Bonus, and Steve.
Nice. Stupid names.
I would like to add Rambo to that list.
Rambo?
Rambo and Todrick. T-O-D-D-R-I-C-K, Todrick.
I love that. I'm just going to give you real names I heard at Disneyland. Tesla.
Okay.
Like the car. Cash. I'm tired of seeing little boys named Cash. What if they grow up poor? That would be sad and kind of ironic. You know what I mean? Like, that's just an unfortunate...
I think I've met a few Cashes.
Yeah, look, Cassius, like Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, cool.
That's better.
Cash, dumb. Like, that's... You named... Yeah, that's the equivalent of being... Hey, what's your name? Currency. That's just dumb.
Where are you from? Mexico. What's your name? Dinero.
Nero. Yeah, exactly. It's just Titan was something that I saw because he was a very little boy. And I was like, why did you name him after either a moon, which I don't think they were smart enough to have done, or B, his name is Titan. What if he grows up to be like 5'1"?
Or
you know what
not
I mean? Like,
a football fan.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of options. There were two that I was told of. One was LaDasha. And then the other one, I kid you not, was Top Ramanisha. That was what...
And that
was one of those
names.
Ones where we were like, what? How much of a fan of Top Ramen do you have to be?
I'm a pretty big fan.
Are you a top Ramanisha level fan?
No.
Okay, yeah. No.
I can just go off of a kind of like a cultural thing that that happens in Zimbabwe. So in Zimbabwe, a lot of women will often name their child based off of something that happened during the pregnancy. I have met someone named, maybe I'll save that one for last. I've met Genocide. I've met No Rest. I've met Anyway. I've met, which is always my favorite one because it's just like, what was
anyway, what was happening?
That is a third kid attitude right there.
Got pregnant, left it alone. Anyway. and then obviously there was a whole bunch of stuff, especially when Kirsty Coventry, the one Olympian that like won gold medals at the Olympics for Zimbabwe, started winning like medals. Like there was just tons of names. Like there was like three medals, whatever it was, like this last name, like all sorts of like crazy stuff. So we always ran into stuff, but my favorite one was a guy named Sex. And I think that's hilarious because his parents were just like, we had sex. And you came from it. So your name is Sex.
I wanna... Just the constant reminder.
I have a...
And I remember just being like so baffled. Like I was like, no, you mean Six. And he's like, no, Sex with an E.
How did Genocide spell their name? Is it J-E-N-N-A hyphen S-I-D-E?
Genocide. No, that's the Utah spelling.
Oh, my bad. Genocide. My bad.
Yeah, no, they usually do that. It's just, yeah. And it's just a regular part of everyday life. It's a cultural thing. So occasionally you can find like weird and fun names to just have fun with.
That's kind of fun, great. Though. Maybe not for Genocide or Sex, but Anyway, probably had a few questions. But all these 400 Christy Coventries.
Like that.
Anyway, let's go to the next question.
This question makes me giggle. From Freddie B, what song do y'all feel like the other two are? I think Ryan is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood in a vibes way, not a bye way.
What are those vibes, first off, Ryan?
They're bye wife vibes, I'm aware. I also do love Sweater Weather. That's a beautiful song.
Wow, Wedding Dance came out a little. I'm gonna play, if I have a wedding, I'm gonna play that just so that you can dance like that.
Oh, I will do a full interpretive dance through the whole thing with sweaters. I'm gonna start with 6 sweaters on it, and we're just gonna lose sweaters throughout the thing.
Let me see. I have to go through some of my songs really quick to see if I can.
Yeah, I don't even really.
Let me see.
I'm going to say that Ryan's Chiquitita by ABBA, just because that feels like the energy he gives off. Like that, like, dun, 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 dun. Like that last bit in it all. Chiquitita, look at your
love. I just picture, like,
Ryan vibing the hell out to Chiquitita. And then I'm going to say Smells Like Teen Spirit for Ben.
Okay, I'm glad that we were going in the same direction for Ben.
All right. Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Right, he's cool, but a little angry, and that's all it is.
He's a little angsty. He's a little
fun.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if there's any others.
So yeah. I think Dan, you would be Africa by Toto.
Oh my.
This is a twofold thing. One. You're from Africa. What? Two, you did a rain dance and it rained in Utah. So you have actually blessed the rains down in Utah.
Blame the rest, the rains up in America. Yeah. That's what I did.
Let me see if I can find one real quick for Ryan.
I don't know why, but the TikTok audio that pops in my head is because Ben is so busy all the time and like, It's just an upbeat song, but it's so wild. Is I miss having sex, but at least I don't want to die. You guys remember that?
What?
I miss having sex, but at least I don't want to die. Like that. That's a real.
What?
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember.
I miss seeing the red on your face when I made you blush. Hey, but I think it's fine. It's cool. It's just, it's literally, it's just like this guy who's like, I'm super depressed. I'm on depression medication right now, but it's fine. And like, you just are you're unflappable. And this guy's unflappable. So like that's, yeah, it's Artist is Water Parks. The album is Fandom.
Okay.
Another one I'd give to Ben is Roses by Outkast. Because it's a little bit of a call out. It's like, I know you think that your poop don't stank, but roses really smell like poo. Like, it's like, he's just trying to, like, help you understand what the real world is like.
Yeah.
That's always what
I also think Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
Are you guys just naming songs? Hey, what songs are for Ben? Ben has a few songs. I didn't know the one that Ryan gave me, but I appreciate Outkast and Nirvana and AC/DC. Those are
definitely,
good.
Definitely, definitely. AC/DC, Highway to Hell, Back in Black, Thunderstruck, pretty much all of those work for
Ryan, you are Ingrid Michaelson's Be Okay.
Ooh. Yes.
I feel so supported right now.
I just want to be okay, be okay, be okay.
I just want to be okay, be okay. Yeah, no, I fully support this.
You got really loud during that one.
Every now and then, Ryan's mic goes into, like, meme quality, like, mic, where it, like, goes so loud that it, like, starts to crack. And it's my favorite thing. It's my favorite thing just because it's it comes at, like, the most inopportune times. Like, so for anyone listening, it's going to sound like they, like, we tried to do something with the audio or something. And they're like, did they think that was a joke?
Dude, I need to... I'll be throwing it on next time, but I've got NVIDIA Broadcast now to help, like, solve that problem. But, dude, I got a Focusrite, and apparently I should have gotten a Go XLR, because the Focusrite lasts for, like, 3 months, and then it goes, hey, guess who doesn't work anymore?
You guess who stopped focusing right?
Yeah, seriously, yeah. Oh, savage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and for...
Awesome.
Dan, I realized I didn't give you a song, and I want to say... Hold on, I need to... Let me just do a thing real quick. I want to say you'd probably
anything from the Book of Mormon.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Elder Dan. I've come to tell you about the most amazing.
We used to hype
book.
Ourselves up in the fun fact. We used to hype ourselves up to go like contacting before,
by listening
with that
to
song.
That song.
Yeah, which is it became against the rules, but yeah, we used to listen to it in the time, be like,
oh, bye.
Hello, and we'd like recite it and be like, hey, hi, like to practice our like greetings.
We were so cringy. Why? Oh, that's so funny.
Anyway, sorry.
I would go with what's it called? Spent My Life by Kindred, or which is just like a happy like. It's just a happy song.
I don't know that one. I'm going to look that one up.
That or, I don't know why, but I want you to be the rock star Sea Shanty. If you haven't heard it, Nickelback got together and it's just awesome. And I feel like it's such a just, yes, I don't know. It brings me joy.
Okay, I'm down. I haven't heard these, so I'm going to have to listen to
well,
them.
Yeah, well, I think the point of that one is that it's a song that we all know or thought we knew, but then you hear the sea chant and you're like, this is different than I remember.
Yes.
But I still like it.
It's not quite Nickelback-y. Another new word. Deviltown Studio says, made me a question for Dan, but the others can answer. I have a high school boyfriend, and I want to break it off with him because I'm an aromantic, gender-fluid person. I still want to be friends with him. So my question is, how would you break up with somebody but still be their friend?
Hey, I don't think we should date anymore, but I still want to be your friend.
Yeah. Also, I think it's funny that, like, the preface for this is mainly a question for Dan because aromantic, gender-fluid, but I don't know if it shows, like, breakups are pretty universal. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yes, yeah.
Like, it feels like, yeah.
Like you don't have to be.
It's going to very much depend on the person that you're breaking up with and, like, their emotional state and things like that. Because there's a thing, you can do totally the right thing, but people still not take it well. You can also do totally the right thing, and they do take it well.
Yeah, so
and again, you've just got to do you. Like, you've got to be, like, honest with yourself. And the honest truth is that in the same way that, like, I don't know. It hurts the other person in the relationship down the road because you're just trying to force something that really you shouldn't want to force, right? So just do you.
Right.
And if you feel like you need to tell them, like, hey, I want to be friends with you, be friends with them.
That's it. Three people on this podcast, so it's fairly vastly differing personalities. So I think maybe we should go one by one and say, how would you like to be broken up with?
Ooh.
Just text me.
I love that.
Oh my god.
Just text me, hey, I don't think this is gonna work out. I'm aromantic. That's just it. Like, I'm aromantic. I'm not into you romantically. I am capable of possessing those feelings for human beings. You're super rad though. You wanna be friends? And then I would text back.
No.
I would text back.
I couldn't.
Hey, that's cool. Thanks for the text. Give me like a week or two.
Okay.
And then we would be friends again.
Yeah. But again, that's different. Where you have that sort of like mentality, I am a very sensitive person. Like I need to like discuss it in person, talk about it, like really go through like the details of everything in order to like be able to feel, I don't know, feel it out a little bit more. And then I'd say the same thing. Like give me a couple weeks. Just to, like, figure it out, and then let's hang out again. I don't know. Something along those lines.
Straight up, I'd just be like, I want someone to call me and be like, hey, I don't think this is working. Here's what's going on in my life, and this is why I don't think it works. Doodles.
And I'd
be
like, sure if they... Yeah.
No. Yeah, like...
And I'm sure if they... Yeah. Sorry.
I hope you're good. Stock in hearing your voice tell me these things.
Just me?
No. Just like as a general, you can text me. I don't care.
Yeah.
And people are always like, people would forever be like, "Whoa, they broke up with you versus through text." I'm like, "Yeah." And just because you've been told that that's not the right way to do it, doesn't mean that it makes it weirder. It works for me. I was busy that day anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. Honestly, just efficiency and. Just conveying the most efficiency and understanding is, like, I feel like the most important part.
Also, they can't really, I don't know, do anything about you being aromantic, and I think if they care about you, they'll care about that aspect of it, too.
So just figure out which personality your boyfriend is the closest to. I am very straightforward. Don't beat around the bush and just make it quick. Dan wants to be wined and dined one last time. And Ryan just wants a phone call.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. What? Huh?
I totally thought you were going to go, and Ryan just doesn't want it to end. Don't hurt him. Oh, no. Like,
protect him at all costs.
Okay, this next question is fun for me. What are your zodiac signs, and can you guess each other's just by their personalities? Okay, so I'm going to guess, Dan, I think you're a Hufflepuff. And Ryan, you're a Hufflepuff, but you tell people you're a Ravenclaw.
Stop it. I'm a Slytherin. Right.
I have no idea what the zodiac signs are.
I don't have a full understanding of it, so I don't know. But I will just guess.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say Ben is a Capricorn.
Maybe.
I forgot that was one of them.
And Ryan is
a Cancer. The society.
A Leo. I'm gonna say a Leo.
I'm gonna guess. Dan outed himself earlier, so I know Dan.
Wait, was that your actual one?
Yes, yeah, I said that.
Yeah, he's Sagittarius. Okay. And unfortunately, I can't get that out of my mind. But to like make it, I said, Ben, I want to say you're probably like an Aries. But here's the thing, I don't know. Because I don't, you know what?
You don't believe this is just dating
in LA. This is dating in LA. I don't think we're going to work out because you're a Virgo Libra and I'm a, you're Virgo's rising and you're Libra's, I'm just,
Okay, Scorpio, bruh. Calm down, bud.
I'm an Aries, believe it or not.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Yeah.
From what I've been told.
No. I was born wrong.
Did I guess you right, Ben?
No, not at all.
Okay. Damn. Because I looked up Capricorn, and I didn't even know, but it says they are ambitious, persistent, realistic, sensitive, practical, disciplined, and love DIY and gardening.
Okay, sure.
These are all things.
Look up any of the other ones, and you'll be like, those also fit Ben.
There it is, because it's just all positive things that people are given, and then they self-identify.
I just want to say, I am a Ravenclaw, thank you very much. what I want to know the reveal. What are your guys' actual signs?
I'm an Aries. Yeah, I was born April 18th.
I can see that.
Absolutely.
In you.
Yeah, quite.
Hey, Dan, I hated that.
I'm an Aquarius.
I don't even
know. Okay,
Dan? My finger got trapped in my desk.
Ow.
You're a what?
I'm an Aquarius.
Cool. Weaknesses runs from emotional expression, uncompromising, aloof, temperamental.
I don't think I'm any of those things.
Yeah, I just love that there's no bakes cakes with friends.
runs from emotional
These
expression.
These air signs despise authority and anything that represents conventionality. I mean, kind of.
Yeah,
free spirited and eccentric, they can often be identified.
Guys?
I wouldn't say nearly as much as it fits you.
Yeah, you're definitely the most out of all of us.
Okay, but I should
never
be used
for
a case
study.
I'm
authoritarian in a weird way.
Also, courageous, determined, confident, enthusiastic, optimistic, honest, and passionate describes me. I don't know how to say this, but
Gryffindor?
That would be Gryffindor.
I honestly thought you were describing what it says for a Gryffindor.
Also, impatient, moody, short-tempered, impulsive, and aggressive? Aggressive?
You? Did they forget to put passive?
Assertive.
Yeah.
Assertive, analytical, original, humanitarian, independent. This has been easygoing. all of those. Sci-fi.
I'm sci-fi?
Apparently it says you're sci-fi.
I am science
You're flying.
Fiction.
You're avant-garde. I think they're just throwing in random words now at this point.
I think that's what
your technology, your writing, your sci-fi, your avant-garde.
I am technology.
You're everything. You are technology. Cosmo is so terrible. I looked it up on Cosmo.
that's obviously the first place you should go for these things. Cosmo.
Oh, it's good to know.
We do have a last question, which is kind of a question. It's from Absolutely Not.
Our faves.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As you know, we invited your fans on YouTube to participate in a poll, decided which of you won the College Course Challenge. However, we know that it's not the only place to find your podcast. If you haven't already recorded episode 19, feel free to direct your listeners on other platforms to the poll on YouTube. That way, everyone has the chance to get involved. A link to the SurveyMonkey, surveymonkey.com/r/B7WQ7FJ. There you go. Got you.
Oh, okay.
We'll be open and posted in the YouTube comments shortly after the podcast drops, around 12:30 EST. We need a little time to see the podcast and make any needed adjustments, so that's why the delay. We'll leave the poll available to listeners until Monday at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, when we'll close it for good, tabulate the results, and email you the standings. Best of luck to all three of you. On a more serious note, thank you for playing along. This brings us joy too. Good! Cheers, Absolutely Not. P.S. The poll is currently open for you to preview, but changes may be made before we release it into the wild. Feel free to email us any changes you would like to be made at ideal.
You don't have to read their email onto the pod. You're not. Yeah, this is the general public.
Oh, but it's. But I feel like this was made for us.
It was made for
what
us.
We're
not gonna
because
put
it's your podcast.
Yeah, we're not gonna put their
the
email
survey.
Out there.
But I don't.
I say.
That P.S. I think was just for the three of us.
Mm.
Anyway.
I really like Dan's one, and then Dan's, and then also Dan. Dan. Cool. Great. Submitted. Love it. that's my stuff.
All right. Well, that is it. That is all. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. If this is your first episode, what a weird one to join on, but aren't they all? Thank you so much. Hope to have you back next week. If you want to find us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they go?
NewsPastorRyan.com.
Dan?
Dan Bam Bam on all social media except for Snapchat, which is Dan underscore
YOLO Love.
Ah, I think that was the most unison we've ever gotten it. Ben?
You can find all my links at benbrainard.com. It's spelled brain, A-R-D. If you can't figure that out, try using yours. And you can find all the podcast-specific links at gdfmpodcast.com. Is that all that I had to say? Yeah, oh, then you can email the podcast at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. It's been a week since I've done the outro, so yeah. that's it. That's all. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.